All they say how amazing
yes.
God's wonderful.
And then the very last one, we hold it out longer. We hold it out longer.
I love the Old King James Bible.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, you guys ready? All right, let's stand up. Get your hymnals out. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. And we'll get rolling. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much just that we get to come back together, just as this family one more time, Lord. Who knows, maybe the last time for some of us if you decide to take us home, or Lord willing that the rapture takes place. Lord, I know that every day, every hour, every minute that you give us is by design. You didn't just randomly leave us down here because you forgot about us or haven't figured out what to do with us yet. You could have taken us home after we got saved, but you chose to leave us down here, Lord, because you saw value in us, and you saw that the days that we had left down here, we could actually still get something accomplished for you. So with that, Father, I pray that we also place that into our heart and realize that each day, each moment has purpose, Lord, and we can fulfill something for you. We can give back to you some way, somehow. And Lord, there's a lot of ways we can give back to you, but tonight, one of those ways we're going to try to do is by singing, Lord. We're going to take this song that we've been working on, that our hearts have been on for some time, and we want to learn it well so that we can get up there before the church, Lord, and do like you told us to be as young believers, Lord. You said in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that we got to be examples of the believers, and you said one of those things we should be examples of is in spirit. And Father, I think that's what I really want to pray for tonight, Lord. The older and older we get, Lord, I understand that, you know, we get more mature and, you know, we get that kind of tendency, Lord, to think that acting childish is, you know, unspiritual or immature sometimes. But I know oftentimes, Lord, that in the Bible, those that had a really great deal for you, Father, were able to really encourage others. And I'm just saying that because I pray that tonight the kids will not only learn the song, Lord, but put some spirit into it, put some heart into it, put some feeling into it, Lord, so that when we get up there, it's not feigned, it's not fake, Lord, but it's real. We can actually encourage folks with it and not just kind of drone through these lyrics, Lord, and just go through the motions. I pray that everything we do is like that, Lord. It ought to be fervent with sincerity, and I pray and ask that you can just touch everyone's heart and make this thing real to them. Help us to realize the miracle of the Bible that you gave us, Lord, how special it is for us to have a book like that. Help us to realize how unique that book is, how if you bring that book up in school, you know, it's different than when you bring up the Quran, when you bring up the Torah, when you bring up all those other books that are out there. You know, folks will respect those, but the Bible does something to their soul. It convicts them. It does something to them. And that's what we get to talk about tonight. Father, help us not to look at this lightly. Father, I know it's not preaching, but at the same time, Lord, it's putting out truth. And I know that's the number one thing that you care about. So, Lord, I love all these kids. I pray that you would just help this thing to be real to us. Help us to learn it right so that we can encourage others with it. And I just pray and ask all these things in your son Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's sing Oh Happy Day. That's one of my favorites here lately. I'm not sure what number that one is. Now, are you guys familiar with Oh Happy Day? This is not the one on Sister Act. 207? Thank you, Sarah. This is not the one that they sung on Sister Act, okay? Yeah, that's the one right there. Good song. Listen to the words. Just take some time to separate yourself from all the distractions in the world. Get your heart right. If you need to, just pray if you got to. But let's use this time to get our minds right, get our perspective right, get our attention back where it ought to be, where it's going to be eternally. All right, 207, Oh Happy Day.
Oh happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Let's do verse 1 again. All right, you guys got that melody down? All right, here we go.
Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Verse number 2.
Oh, happy bond that seals my vow to him who merits all my love. Let cheerful anthems fill this house while to that sacred shrine I move. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Tis done, the great transaction's done. I am my Lord's and he is mine. He drew me and I followed on.
Verse number 3 again.
Tis done, transaction's done. I am my Lord's and he is mine. He drew me and I followed on, charmed to confess the voice divine. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Now rest my long, divided heart, fixed on this blissful center rest. Nor ever from my Lord depart, with him of every good possessed. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
On the chorus.
Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Really good. Turn to 151. Do a couple from here. Jesus is coming again.
Marvelous message we bring, glorious carol we sing, wonderful word of the King, Jesus is coming again, coming again. Coming morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, but hopefully soon, coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again.
All right, 156.
It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the blaze of glory to receive from the world his own.
Verse number one again. You guys familiar with this one? All right, here we go.
It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory from the world is home. Oh, Lord Jesus, how long, ere we shall the glass.
Here we go. Christ returning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Twilight. It may be perchance that the blackness of midnight will burst into light in the blaze of his glory when Jesus receives his own. Oh, Lord Jesus, how long, how long ere we shall the glad song? Christ returning, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Aaron, what's your sister's name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, you mind telling everybody what's going on with her so we can put her on our prayer list?
Jennifer is 12 years old, and she is in 7th grade. She goes to Bingham, like Jared does, too. And right now, her right side is paralyzed, and the same thing is happening to her left side. She has a catheter,
what they call it,
in her neck to clean her blood. There's something going on with her, like the stuff in her spinal fluid or whatever. And she's having a little bit of lung failure, and it's been crazy, and they still haven't known what was going on. She can't walk at all, like I said, and she finally started eating not too long ago. She went to Center Point down in Independence, and they told her she'll be back in a week, just gave her some nausea medicine, sent her home, and in a week she couldn't stand. So I will be with her from Friday to, I think, the 7th of January.
So Christmas in the hospital, right? And it's going to be up in St. Louis? So away from home, out of town, Christmas in the hospital with your 12-year-old sister, you know, who's, everything was going fine. Everything's, you know, just wonderful. Next thing you know, goes to the doctor, try to find out what's going on. They say, oh, just take some Sudafed or something like that. Next thing you know, she's paralyzed, you know. So 12 years old. I think the worst thing that happened to me was like a break in the jaw from being stupid, playing football. You know what I mean? Not just everyday living, and then all of a sudden it's taken away just like that. So you say, well, why'd you bring it up in the middle of a song? Just to make this thing more real, just how awesome it's going to be when Jesus Christ comes back and we do like what that last verse says. Oh, joy, oh, delight, should we go without dying? No sickness, no sadness, no dread, and no crying. Caught up through the clouds with our Lord in the glory when Jesus receives his own. And that's going to be something, man. I mean, that sucks. I'm sorry you have to spend your Christmas like that. But all that type of heartache and pain and stuff like that is just God leaving that stuff down here to remind us that this isn't where it ends. This isn't what we have to look forward to. And that's so awesome that we have promises like that we get to sing about. And hopefully, when you guys are singing these songs, you think about real-life things that are going on, real-life heartache that's happening, and you can get testified to by the truth that's in here and really start to look forward to that. So, Aaron, we'll keep praying for you. At the same time, just rest in these promises that God gives us. I know you're saved, and that's something you can trust in. You can be a tower for your sister right now, a shoulder for her to lean on. All right, 156, number four.
Oh, joy, oh, delight, should we go without dying? No sickness, no sadness, no dread, no crying. Caught up through the clouds with our Lord into glory, when Jesus
song. That's a great one. Where's that? Somebody get a Bible out, turn to Job 27, I think it is. I don't know where my hymnal is, so if you guys see a hymnal that has 1611 on it, let me know. That way I have the verses in here.
Read upside down.
Alright, there we go. I think that's the right verse. I don't know.
Job
27? I don't know. Let me see here.
Do you need a Bible?
Yeah, there you go. I do need a Bible.
Wait,
amen.
Are these pages in your
amen,
Bible?
Amen, sister. What'd you say, Angela?
Are these pages in your Bible?
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go.
Looking for that verse that says, where Job's talking about he knows he's going to see his Redeemer. Mm-hmm. But I know my Redeemer lives. That ring a bell for anybody? Not really. It's either 27 or 37.
I think it's 37.
Anybody have a quick app on their phone? So we gotta put this in here. No, we're just writing all the hymnals so that we don't forget. No. it's probably right in front of me, but it's not highlighted.
What is it?
Something that says, here it is right here. Nope, that's not it.
1925.
Oh, yeah. There it is. It is highlighted. I just missed it. All right, so there it is. That's a good little passage right there. Job 19. I'll read right through that. It says, why do you persecute me as God and are not satisfied with my flesh? You know the story of Job. He's got this horrible disease happening all around him. And his friends, they came to comfort him, but all they're doing is accusing him. And so he says, why do you persecute me like your God? Are you not satisfied with my flesh? Meaning that, can't you see all the pain and suffering that my flesh is going in? Can't you be satisfied with that? Why do you feel like you have to add more to it with your persecution of words? In verse 23, oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. Well, he got his wish. They're right here in the Bible. Verse 24, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. And this Bible is forever. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy words are in heaven. 25 is the verse we were talking about. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, and he did, he had worms crawling in and out of him. And he says this, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Another good promise right in there about that. Let's sing about that Redeemer that we're going to get to see. He not only saved our soul from hell, but he's also going to redeem these bodies. And I was thinking about that. Each day I'm getting older and older. We played flag football out here this year. The first play of the game that I was out there on, I injured myself. Every year in flag football, I do an injury that lasts with me the whole year, and I can feel it until we start playing again. All right, like I'm fresh for the next season, and then I do something stupid again. So obviously that's not the Lord trying to speak to it. I don't know what it is. But I jacked my tailbone up this year. So like if I'm sitting down for a while and then I stand up, I actually like have to get up like an old man. It looks so terrible. It looks like I'm either really constipated or like I broke my tailbone, okay? So I'm walking around like that, making all these sounds and these groanings. And I just think, I bet there was a time like where I could fall like that and it didn't hurt as much. And I know it was. I used to do all kinds. I used to be able to, who in here can put your leg behind your head? You can probably
do it, can't you?
I used to be able to put both legs behind my head. Yeah, I was like super flexible. Now I can't even touch the ground like this anymore. I'm only 20-something. 27, okay? So, that's 27. That's ridiculous, man. That's sickening, to be honest with you. I need to get in shape. Okay. So, but the whole idea is like, I think about that, and you guys know how you can hurt your mom's feelings? No, don't do this. But I mean, you know what hurts people's feelings? You know, is when you bring up things that let them know how old they're getting. And the thing that hurts even more is when you realize that you'll never get those years back. Like all the unsaved women at work, it's kind of like sad watching. Then oftentimes they'll get into these confrontations with the younger girls. It's not about anything really serious, but you can tell what it is about. They're upset that they still have their youth and theirs is past. And this life is all that they have. And they've got nothing else to look forward to. You know, that sucks. And oftentimes we sing about Jesus Christ redeeming our souls from hell. But man, he understands our flesh. He understands what we really want and what we really desire. And he knows what we all want is to find that fountain of youth again and be young. So that's why he's got a glorified body for us. He not only redeems our soul, but he's going to redeem this body and give us one that doesn't wear out, doesn't tire out, that's perfect, that's just gorgeous. So I'm looking forward to that also. So with that, let's sing about the Redeemer and all those things that he's redeemed us with. All right, here we go.
I will sing.
Oh, that's high. Woo, that's high. That's going to be really high. Oh, my gosh. Let's calm down. Calm down, boy. Yeah. All right, here we go.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate is saved. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his high love and power I'll tell, how the victory he giveth over sin. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumph and power I'll tell, how the victory he giveth over sin and death.
Verse 3!
I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumph and power I'll tell, how the victory he giveth over sin. Sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life have brought, amen, Son of God again to be.
Sing,
sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt.
On the chorus, one more time.
Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free.
All right, get your Bibles and your song sheets out. This feels so weird. I feel like we're backsliding. I feel like it's like the Gaither Hour or something. Just sitting around singing. Anybody else on fire right now?
I think it's warm.
Is it warm? That's good. Yeah. Hopefully we can get that old-timey church experience going on in here. We had to sit there with fans.
Pass out fans?
Yeah, pass out fans, boy.
Woo! Like the old lady's eyes.
Oh, man. That's something spiritual about that.
Zach, it sounds so much better
in here. Yeah, it does. We got more reverb or whatever off the wall.
No, we don't want to hear reverb.
Was it just because the holes in the
wall? I think so. I think it's Zach, like it sucked in the sound or something like that. I think it did.
Yeah.
Top down, okay? who has all of their verses already down? Okay, so Angela, Sarah, Aaron, Jenny, Kelly, Justin, someone.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That was
good.
No, remember he only smiles when he thinks he's doing something
stupid.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, if he thinks he's
doing something stupid. Oh, me. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. I was being stupid.
So. It was stupid that you doubted me, Zach.
That's right. That's exactly right. So the Lord was like, you better start smiling real quick. Okay. So, all right. So this is what we're going to do. Sarah, you will do the last two. Maybe. We'll see what happens. I'm not saying like on New Year's Eve, but tonight, because I got something that we're going to do with these verses. Who thinks they have the second to last verse? 2 Peter 1:19. Who has that one down? The same guys? Who has the verses in Psalms down? Who can say it from Proverbs to Psalms? But not the first two?
I have 19 and
13. Okay, yeah. Proverbs 4, verse 19 and 18. Do you know those? Or do you just know the ones in Psalms? Maddie.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, man. That's awesome. I'm going to respond to people like that. So is that what's going on?
I know.
Okay, awesome. Oh, look at that. Ooh, that is cute. That is cute.
I saw that one.
Oh, my gosh. Cody, don't touch it. Be content. I know, I hear it. All right. Who has, so Kenneka can do the middle. Schmidt can do the end of it. Who can do something in the beginning? Proverbs 4:19, Proverbs 4:18. All right, Jared, which one do you know?
19.
Jared knows 19. Do I have somebody for 18? All right. Anybody else besides Sarah, Maddie, or Jared, that's a kid, that knows verse 18? Nobody? That's fine. Hey. You could. I know everybody can read. I was so first, but I can memorize. All right, that's all right, because we're going to drill that. You know 18?
Yeah, well, kind of a lot.
Kind of more so. Okay, that's all right. That's good. All right, that's what we're going to do. You have to recite the verse, and then you're going to tell us what it means, okay? All right? You guys got that? You guys ready to preach tonight? Maddie, Kenneka, talking to you again.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I'll watch you. I know you're wandering off somewhere. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that, and then once they get done, we're all going to try to run through it together. I'm going to show you guys the two ways we could possibly do this. We had a discussion about this. I don't know if we settled it yet. So what we're going to do is we had two very good ideas about how we could do this. One better than the other. All right? So I didn't say which one that was. Okay? So anyway, we're going to, after these guys go through and lay out the verses and recite them, then we're going to come back. I'm going to run through the whole program real quick, and then we're going to just hit this thing hard like a hamster on a treadmill. Okay.
You know, the
wheels. Yeah, that'd be. All right, so
should we sit? Maybe sit for a minute.
Do you guys want to sit? Are you tired? Are you still, look at that. Yeah, I got some warriors in here. Oh, I'm not sitting. All right, sit down. That's fine. We'll save your legs. Okay, except for Jared. Stand up. And I'm not looking for some great theological discourse unless that's what you got. Just be honest about it. When you lay out this verse, like, what does that mean? I know we don't usually do that. What does this mean to you? You know, type of deal. But seriously, why is it real? What do you understand about it? How do you comprehend this verse? Okay. Okay, Jared, go ahead and quote on fire. Go.
Sorry if I messed up. All right.
That's not part of the verse. No,
Proverbs 4:19. The way of the wicked is as darkness, but they know not at what they stumble. And I think it means, like, sinners, they don't know that they're sinning. Like, sometimes you do something bad and you don't get it right with God. I think that's just because you don't even know you're doing something wrong. And I think that's what it means.
All right. Thank you, Jared. Who knows verse 18? Very good. Very good. Does anybody want to do verse 18? I have to. All right, Sarah, you be a repeat offender. Go ahead. You have to stand up and quote it. I love that. I got some echo in here now, man. That's all right.
But the path of the righteous is as a shining light that shineth more into the perfect day.
Okay, Sarah.
And I think, like, since we're, like, the righteous and we let Christ in us, like, you're gonna, like, shine more into the second coming or, like, until he comes back. I don't know.
All right, great. Now, I'm not here to correct you guys. I'm hoping, like, when you hear what your peers have to say, it will help you get that much more of different pictures of it. They're coming at it from different angles and stuff like that. There is an absolute doctrinal, inspirational, historical, but I'm not here to grade you guys on that. I'm here to see, when you memorize this verse, what imagery was in your mind, okay? Kinnikut. Awesome. Do you know 130?
No, I don't
know. All right. Who knows 130? Sarah. All right. This is good.
Okay.
You're leaning on leaders. Good.
The entrance of their words giveth light. They giveth understanding to the simple.
All right.
And I don't remember, like, what the simple is. I think you talked about in Proverbs, but, like the word of God is going to give you, like, understanding and, like, knowledge and, like, discernment what to do with, like, different situations.
Very good, very good. All right, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Who had that one? You did, okay. Stand up, Hitler. Yeah.
Okay. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed unto it as a light that shines in the darkness until the day dawn and the day star rise in your heart.
All right.
I think it means, like, I don't know, I kind of thought that, like, we had, like, the, like, very words of God, and, like, I don't know, I kind of thought about how, like, they're going to last forever, like, when he comes back.
Amen. All right, who had the last one?
Who had the last one?
You did?
No, No, I didn't have it.
Oh. Oh, Sarah had both of them? Well, what were you going to say? What'd you raise your hand for? Oh, you know it? Say it. Stand up. Stay up.
Stay up. 2 Samuel 22:29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness.
Amen.
And I think it means like when you're feeling down or you're sad or something. And like sometimes when I'm reading the Bible and I don't, like my head's not right or something, it just like makes me happy and I think that's what I mean.
Are you trying to segue into the song? He keeps me so happy. Yeah, like,
how can I put my touch on you?
Good job. All right. Very good. Very, very good. Now, when I was listening to everyone quote, you're going to hear, like, when I try to quote here in a second, there's going to be some words that are off. So our biggest thing that we got to do, now that we got that stuff down, like I said, we're going to have to get it learned and then just run through this thing so that we just get it all on the same thing. Like, we got to make sure all of our, the things that's going to be tough about are the ands and the does, or versus a ye and a you. Yeah, that and which are going to get funny too in there. You're going to say, did it say which shine up into the door, or that shine? It's going to be like that type of jump, going back and forth. All right, so what I'm going to do now is run through and give you, like, how the program can go two ways, okay? One way is we just say it like it's a story without the verses, all right? The other way is that we say it. Why am I smiling again? The other way is that we say it with the verses. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to smile. Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Okay, so way number one, be like this. And we have to, like, figure out the right tempo for everyone. Like, we can't say it too fast. That's going to be the tendency to rush because we're nervous and we're in front of people, right? Okay, so hopefully we can be up there and just get started. We'll all walk up front, hold hands. No, I don't know what we're going to do yet. All right, but we're standing up there, and you just get ready to go, all right? So we'll say, I don't know if we'll say anything. We'll just be quiet, and then.
Someone will have to cue us to all start together.
Yeah.
So maybe put your hand up and then put it down, and we'll all start on the ground.
Or, like, or you could have a sign.
We could have, like, a sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We could have a sign. Yeah. Or we have, like, a starter gun or something like that.
You could probably just start talking and then we could just fall in.
That is a good idea. All right.
You start by saying one person's Proverbs.
That's right. That's true. So now we have more of a backup for the second way. All right. So there's one reason why the second way might be the better way. All right. So if we were doing the first way, which may not be the right way, we'd start off and say, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in our hearts. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. What light it? See, like that? So that's the first way. The other way would be, get up there, Proverbs 4, verse 19. Or did you say same together? Okay, so we have to figure that out too. So we say Proverbs 4, verse 19 and 18. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Psalm 119, 105, and 130. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. Okay? So, what do you think?
You're inconsistent.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the whole point.
Proverbs 4, 19 and 18 is a lot smoother than saying chapter and verse.
So, oh, okay. Oh, you mean the way I presented it?
Yeah, like, say
okay.
2 Peter 1, 19.
So don't say
it's
all.
Yeah. Together.
Okay. All right, so which way? The second way? What do you guys think?
say it with the where the verses are found.
Circle your errors.
Yeah, circle.
Yeah.
I prefer if you put it in red, actually.
Find a red pen.
So you guys think we should just say it like a story without saying the words found, or say it with the verses?
It's going to be easier to say with the verses, so then we know, okay, this is the
one. Good, and we can get our, it won't be so quick, maybe going to the next one. We can recover while we're saying, like, where it's found. Okay? You guys look nervous right now. You all right?
I think that will help to say the verse, because A, it'll jog your memory if you are nervous, and B, it'll give you a chance. If you need to pause for a second, it'll be a lot easier to find your place again. So if somebody needs to be silent for a verse, they'll be able to pick it back up on the next verse, where if we just get it through, it's hard to pick up in the middle.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And when you're nervous, your voice shakes anyway.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And let me ask you this. Do you want to do it like I did it, where we put the stuff in Proverbs together? We say it to, like, Proverbs 4, 19, and 18. Or do we want to say Proverbs 4, 19? Say it Proverbs 4, 18. Say it Psalm 119. Say it Psalm 119, 130. Huh?
Separate them all.
Separate them all?
Or would you Proverbs 4, 19, and 18 together,
and then separate the two Psalms?
Yeah, because when you say 105 and 130, it gets, that's confusing.
That's really far apart. Okay.
Yeah. But the 4, 19, and 18 makes sense to say it together.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good. Okay. So you guys kind of got a feel how that's going to go. You see how we just, like, segue right to the song? Do you think the verses make sense with the song? Do you guys see the tie-in? Okay, so that's good. That's what you want. To show the scriptural foundation for what we're singing about, okay? Great job, all you guys that are memorizing. Just stay on top of it. Keep going. You can't do it enough. Like I said, the more familiar you are with it, the easier it's going to be for you when you get up there in front of other people and when you're doing it. Okay? Now, let's stand up. We're going to sing through the song one time, and then after that, we're going to do some hardcore workout on these verses. Then we're going to sing it again.
These are the three things we're doing. Would it be okay if any of the kids don't know the song to pull a piece of paper with the song?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah, and to answer that, I think last time we asked, were we going to have the words up there with us? We'll probably try to have like three stands, and if we have to hold it, it's fine. It's no worries. Yeah,
like if there are a couple,
we can put them in folders if we have to.
Have them stand all together, and they can just.
Yeah.
It's like big enough that you know, not everybody will have to hold it.
And while we're here, let's have boys on this side, girls on that side, so that you guys can hear what your part's supposed to sound like. That might be part of the issue. So.
Oh, okay.
You guys get in close. Make sure you can hear each other. And we'll do the same thing.
Can we stand like this? Can we all put our arms around each other and sway like this?
Hey, we can do that if it would encourage you to sing more. Yeah. What make you feel? What make you feel less scared?
Yeah.
All right, girls scoot in, guys scoot in. Let's come down here around. Everybody get around here.
Torchy,
guys. Torchy,
all right. If you're resting, sing louder.
You are. I like
singing. Have to make a joyful noise.
I'm on the neutral wall.
Yeah, see that? We've chosen sides here.
There's a girl in there. You're kind of.
Okay. Actually, you know what you are? You're right by that recorder, so that's good. Alright, here we go. What we're going to do, I'm going to start off saying the verses. If you can say them with me, say them. Then when we get to the song, we're going to sing. Alright? Proverbs 4, verse 19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Proverbs 4, verse 18. Oh, okay. So should we say verse?
No.
Wait, I thought we were saying those together.
Say 4, 19, and 18.
Don't. Oh!
One verse, it adds too many words.
So Proverbs will be together.
Yes, the other one.
The other one is separate. Yeah. Okay, and we're not saying verse.
No. Just Proverbs 4, 19, and 18.
Or chapter.
Or chapter. Don't say verse or chapter. So if I say it, rebuke me. Okay, here we go. All right.
Okay.
Proverbs 4, 19, and 18. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. 2 Peter 1:19. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in our hearts.
It is your. We all.
Oh, okay. Our, not I made it personal. It's not for you. It's for you. It's not for me. You need to get right now. Until the day star rise in your heart. Continue. 2 Samuel 22:29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten
my darkness.
What light is that shining so brightly for me, that gives me such courage the right way to see? What hope for my trusting soul ever shall be? God's wonderful book to find. What hope for the traveler, whose strength's almost gone, that makes him determined to keep plodding on? What sweet consolation from heaven's bright throne, God's wonderful book divine. I love the old Bible, the precious old Bible, the light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, always so happy, God's wonderful book divine. What map can you trust as a guide for your soul, when tempests would strand you on some treacherous shore? What compass will point you to heaven's bright door? God's wonderful book divine. What hope for the traveler so simple and mild? A map that will guide the footsteps of his child. What sweet consolation keeps me all the while? God's wonderful book divine. I love
the old precious
old Bible, the light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, always so happy, God's wonderful book divine. I'll keep pressing onward, I'll never turn back. I know with this Bible I'm on the right track. These words are so precious, so loving and true. God's wonderful book divine. In case you are wondering of which book I speak, it's the only version authorized by the King. Its words are preserved through the ages of time. God's wonderful book divine. I love the old Bible, precious old Bible, the light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, always so happy, God's wonderful book divine. I love the old Bible, the old King James Bible, the light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, always so happy, I am so happy, God's wonderful book divine.
Questions?
Yes.
On that last part, are we singing it because...
Uh-oh, what happened? What did I do?
It is, it's different in the song that we sing. What is it, Aaron? It keeps me so happy, always so happy, ever so happy.
Oh, we missed one?
Are we singing,
no,
I am so happy?
No,
it doesn't ever say I am so happy.
Oh, I see.
Wait,
it
says I'm so happy.
Ever so happy.
Oh, I mind it.
Yeah, at the end they change it from always to ever.
Oh, we changed it.
No, I think they don't know. They joined in at ever so happy.
I have ever so happy. Oh,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
okay. But we'll make this our own.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure.
Cool, yeah, we'll stick to the paper. Just stick
okay,
to the paper.
I'll just
have
good. I am so happy. That's what it's so happy, ever so happy. I am so happy.
This verse. What map can you trust as a guide for your soul?
So we're doing I'm so happy.
Maybe it should be you should be
yeah, and don't worry. Okay.
I
so happy.
You should be so happy. We could make it. We could, like, move it somewhere.
collapse, I might catch you.
And then you go up and
knock
on the door.
No.
I didn't do that.
I started
singing the girls' part one part. It just sounds like more and more.
Hey Zach, did you leave your recording?
Yeah, he did.
This entire conversation.
Hey. Hi.
That's true.
So listen up. What are the questions we have right now? After doing that, we gotta move.
Did you change anything over there in your little house?
We did. We have something to present. So turn on your page to the bottom, and on the bonus section, we added some.
Blessed old Bible.
Yes.
It's not precious old Bible?
No,
they say precious in the song.
We did precious on the first one. We said blessed the second time, and then we said precious on the, we're going to stick to what's written. It says precious the first course.
I don't have, you didn't give me one.
Amen. You don't have the original from Antioch here.
I don't. I have the one from
Hold on.
Where is
it?
And Lord. Oh, no, it's okay. That's the only difference.
We're not taking any verse now. We're blessing the verse. Yeah. We're taking out ever, putting I am up, then putting under I am. Aren't you?
Why God, the children love the books. The children love the books.
So happy, cross out ever, put I am so happy,
And then after I am, aren't you so happy? Then at the end.
Somebody
okay.
I think we should have voted.
Yeah. Oh, we did. Guys, we had
a vote. Aren't you or are you?
Women have power too. Women get to vote. Are you? That's a law. Women have to vote.
Yeah. Well, which one would be easier to say or
they
sing?
Don't have to.
Are you so happy?
So I ask make like a question?
Aren't you so happy?
Yeah, that is a question, yeah. I guess one is like more country. Aren't you so happy? Are you? Aren't you?
We can say ain't.
Ain't you so happy? Amen!
Yeah!
I am so happy. Ain't you so happy?
Wait, are we gonna make another recording then?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Zach, like, your recorder's been running this whole time.
I need
to 56.
Ayo! Oh, 56 minutes! Oh! Oh my gosh! Cotton headed mini bucket.
It's almost over.
Hey, alright, listen up, guys. We only have a certain amount of minutes left.
Aren't you so happy is grammatically incorrect.
That's right.
So,
it is, but it's not correct
in the sentence. Because to answer that question, the answer is yes, you have to say no.
Oh,
to yes. So you want to say, are you?
Okay, that's true. Alright, so are you so happy? Okay?
And this is your
message.
Does anybody need a pencil?
I need a
pen.
I have a pencil.
I'm gonna steal this pencil. Alright, let's practice the last verse into the chorus, into the bonus. So those last three, okay? Oh, we will. But, yeah, you will. So let's practice this part first. Huh? This right here, in case you're wondering. So we're going to start on in case you're wondering. In case you're wondering.
Wait, is it I am so happy?
Okay.
Are you so happy?
In case you're wondering, it's probably because you didn't hear it the first time. All right, here we go.
In case you are wondering of which book I speak, it's the only version authorized by the King. Its words are preserved through the ages of time, God's wonderful book divine. I love thee, O Bible, precious O Bible, the light of my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, always so happy, God's wonderful book divine. I love thee, O Bible, the old King James Bible, the light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, I am so happy, are you so happy, God's wonderful book divine.
Yes. So that way, that'll help you guys with your confidence. You can point at the crowd.
We should totally run through it the same.
Ain't ye so happy?
Ain't
ye
so happy?
Ain't you so? Oh, I like ain't, dude. I like ain't you so happy?
Definitely
sounds. That's what sounds more urgent. Okay. Okay, let's do this because we don't have that much time. So you guys all see how that works. We need to run over that bonus again. We'll do it. Let's do the bonus one more time. All right, start with the bonus.
I love thee, O Bible, O King James Bible, a light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy. I am so happy. Are you so happy, God's wonderful book divine? I love thee, O Bible, the old King James Bible, a light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, I am so happy. Are you so happy, God's wonderful book divine?
You know what I like about standing like this? You almost are from an audience. I can see how some of you guys are really nervous. You're like, don't look up. They'll see me. Oh, they are. Oh, yeah. All right, so it's all right. It's good. This is good.
If you don't want to look at people, look up.
Just right over their heads.
Look to the Lord. Just sing to the Lord. AJ brought up a good point. He said, the night that we do this, should everybody just come up there, or should everybody be wearing the same thing? Absolutely. We are going to wear the same thing. Please have on clothes, okay? That's what we're going to do. But other than that, no, it really doesn't matter, because we'll be coming from work and everywhere else. It's the middle of the week. So, no, we're not worried about that. Thursday. New Year's Day. Okay, so what we're going to do now. Okay, listen up. We only have 5 minutes left. We got to run through this stuff. So what we're going to do now, the guys are going to start off saying Proverbs 4:19. The girls are going to copy. We're just going to go back and forth like that and just keep looping it so you guys can get used to how this thing is going to go, okay? Just the verses. All of these so you know where we're at. So the guys will say it, then the girls will say it. And we'll keep going until we can't say it no more. All right, here we go. Guys, Proverbs 4:19 and 18. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Proverbs.
Good job, boys. All right, here we go. Boys, again. Proverbs 4:19 and 18. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Proverbs 4:19 and 18. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Proverbs 4:19 and 18. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Proverbs 4:19 and 18. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Proverbs 4:19 and 18. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Proverbs 4:19 and 18. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Psalm 119:130. The entrance of thy word is new light. It giveth understanding unto the simple.
Psalm 119:130. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple.
Psalm 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple.
Psalm 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple.
Psalm 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple.
Psalm 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple.
2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts.
song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, if we jack up, you guys gotta roll. You gotta keep going. All right. You guys are gonna get so used to correcting us, you're gonna stop and turn like in the middle and forget. Okay, go.
2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts.
2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto he do well that he take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts.
2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts.
2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts.
2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts.
2 Samuel 22:29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness.
2 Samuel 22:29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness.
2 Samuel 22:29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness.
2 Samuel 22:29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness.
2 Samuel 22:29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness.
2 Samuel 22:29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness.
Now, we're going to run through the song one last time as quiet as we can, because this is going to help you guys with some of the melody of it to sound better. If you can sing it quiet and hit the right notes, you'll sing it loud and hit the right notes, okay? Okay, here we go.
One night is that shining so brightly for me, that gives me such courage, the right way to see. What hope for my trusting soul ever shall be, God's wonderful book divine. What hope for the traveler whose strength's almost gone, that makes him determined to keep plodding on. What sweet consolation from heaven's bright throne, God's wonderful book divine. I love your Bible, the precious old Bible, the light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, always so happy, God's wonderful book divine. What map can you trust as a guide for your soul, when tempests would strand you on some treacherous shore? What compass will point you to heaven's bright door, God's wonderful book divine? What hope for the traveler so simple and mild, a map that will guide the footsteps of his child. What sweet consolation keeps me all the while, God's wonderful book divine. I love your Bible, the precious old Bible, the light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, always so happy, God's wonderful book divine. I'll keep pressing onward, I'll never turn back. I know with this Bible I'm on the right track. These words are so precious, so loving and true, God's wonderful book divine. In case you are wondering of which book I speak, it's the only version authorized by the King. His words are preserved through the ages of time, God's wonderful book divine. I love the Bible, the precious old Bible, a light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, always so happy, God's wonderful book divine. I love the old King James Bible, a light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, I am so happy, are you so happy, God's wonderful book divine.
Good job. I think the melody was actually better that time. You got to sing the notes better. You can probably hear each other. That's probably why.
We Baptists, we don't seem to be here.
All right. Good job. You guys have any questions about that? All right. I don't have any answers for you then. All right. Let's close out with a word of prayer. Let's do that. Amanda, pray for us. Pray for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us all be here tonight and that we could come and practice for the New Year's event. And I pray that we can all work on the verses and on the song this week and get them down for next Thursday. And just
amen. Amen. All right, guys. It is now up to you. I can do no more.
We're not waiting for that.
No, we're not meeting tonight because the guys are going to work on a song.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They were like the best I've ever
heard.
You should have done that one. I know. They're never really good when I meet
them. Oh, exactly.
They were broke. I think well, they don't have refrigerated them overnight.
And don't think about them.
I won't.
No, we're not. Oh, you didn't hear?
I can't remember. I think you're gonna keep-